Selma James, along with others, developed writings that were referred to as wages for housework and became a movement in England to demand that the unpaid work of women in the home receive a wage. Now, I think for her to be brought back to say this again is telling. In this moment, where so many of us are questioning the legitimacy of a wage work system, the legitimacy of putting a measure on our human energy. And I know many of us are questioning this, if only just because I hear so much immediate, oh yeah, right. No, you can't put a measure on what, I mean, I hear this all the time in my conversation. So I know that we have gotten that now for the most part. What we don't have is confidence that we can move on, that there is in fact myriad ways of organizing ourselves without coercion. And it's simply a matter of beginning the conversations. And it needs to be over the airwaves, because that's the only thing that will magnify the effect speedily enough to be in a single generation, because they count on every generation having to start all over again. And if they defeat it in this generation, that's not happiness, is it? For Selma James to accept the legitimacy of measuring our human energy requires acceptance of our diminishment and of the diminishment of the earth and of our full human possibilities. Why does she award the system her allegiance? Why do all pundits do so? I think that needs to be something that even if only in the privacy of one's abode, people who have access to the airwaves begin asking themselves. Scrambling for a tiny piece means always ending up on the bottom, because the rules are rigged to make sure that that accumulation is going to stay where it is. The earth has pretty much been divvied up. And even if we could catch up, it's not going to bring us our future, which is reverence for the earth.